So I'm going to take you through question 5.3, which is to assess the effectiveness of your data collection methods, which is 6 marks. The first thing to say about this is what is absolutely critical is making sure you get the title of the fieldwork inquiry correct. In our case, it is to investigate an urban regeneration project in Farnham. If you cannot repeat that word for word, all it says to the examiner, even though there's no marks available, all it says to the examiner is, I don't really remember very much about my fieldwork. So really, really critical to start your answer to that question with a word-for-word repeat of the title. So the second thing we need to understand about this question, assess the effectiveness, is the command word and the number of marks available. So it's 6 marks, that means it is level marked. So there's level 1, 2, and 3. And that's really, really important. We need to understand how to get into those different levels. Very, very simply, level 1 will be simple statements where you say that the method was good or the method wasn't good. Probably one or the other, but probably not both. Level 2 will be where you start to string your sentences together and kind of start to create a story. But you're not going to fully answer the question. You probably won't come up with a summary or a conclusion at the end. So that's where level 3 comes in. And what we'll find in level 3 answers is a detailed discussion of what your method or methods were, including reference to some results or sample sizes. It will be really, really detailed, and that's really what marks out level 3. If you can do that, the examiners will cry with joy and you will get level 3 and 5 or 6 marks. So assess the effectiveness. Effectively, that means half your answer needs to be my methods were effective because, and the other half needs to be my methods or methods were ineffective because, and then a summary at the end. That's the structure you're looking for. You don't get a lot of space to do it, so you have to be quite concise, but it is possible. So now we get on to the kind of nitty-gritty, which is, this question is basically saying, how is a method effective? How was your method effective? Note that the question actually says methods and with an S in brackets. It's a trick. AQA want you to talk about one method in depth. That's where you're going to get to your level 3. So always try and avoid talking about lots of methods in very little detail. Talk about one method in lots of detail. I mean, ultimately, if you really can't remember very much and you're in the exam and you're panicking a bit, then talking about more methods will maybe get you one or two more marks. But if you're prepared and you're ready for this question, then one method in lots of detail. So how is a method effective or ineffective? Well, firstly, and most importantly, it must collect relevant data that you can analyse so that you can then prove or disprove your hypothesis or hypotheses. I repeat that, must collect relevant data that you can analyse. Now, if we take for our human inquiry our questionnaire as a method, that provided us with relevant data we can analyse. We were able to do some graphical analysis on that. So our questionnaire included 90% closed questions, okay? That gave us very discrete data, quantitative data, and that then allowed us to create pie charts and bar graphs showing what people thought of this project. That was absolutely essential because it allowed us to then analyse and understand what people were telling us on the street in Farnham. That, in turn, then helped us to disprove our hypothesis, or hypothesis 2, which was that there is no awareness and that there's no support for the redevelopment project in Brightwells. Well, from our findings, there absolutely was. So I think that's the first way in which our method we can say was effective. Another way in which it was effective in this regard is that we included a qualifying question. We said, firstly, do you live in Farnham? Well, that's essential because if they don't live in Farnham, they've come and visited from Australia, what are they going to know about the Brightwells redevelopment project? Their opinion to speak bluntly, is totally useless and irrelevant, and we don't want it. So, I mean, don't say that in your answer. Let's put it more delicately. But what we want are people who live in Farnham and have a vested interest in the area. The next thing to consider is that the method must be practical. It must be easy to follow, and it should be repeatable. We should be able to repeat it again and again and again. And that should all be the case for GCSE students. And in a way, that is to avoid or limit human error. And in this regard, again, our method was effective. It was all written down. It was a case of preparing those questions in the classroom and then being able to read those out from a script. The answers were closed. It was quite easy to record. It was pretty hard to go wrong unless you misheard what somebody was saying or you were rushing or making up the results, which I hope you didn't do. Finally, a good method, if a method is effective, it should have a suitable sampling approach, and it should have a good sample size, because you want to make sure that the data you collect represents the whole community of Farnham's views. Now, this is maybe where our method of the questionnaire was ineffective, because we only asked 105 people. Now, Farnham has a population of 40,000 people, so our sample size is pathetic, to be quite honest. And we also, despite our best efforts to strategically sample, we ended up with a bias towards certain age groups, particularly effectively mothers, stay-at-home mothers who were caring after children who happened to be out and about in Farnham, some more elderly groups. What we're missing were the young children who are all at school, a lot of middle-aged kind of dads who are away working. And so, therefore, we can't necessarily say that our sample approach did represent the whole of Farnham. I think that it shows that in some ways our method was ineffective. Okay, so we're almost there. There's one more thing we need to consider. The question command word was assess. And so we need some kind of attempt to summarise what we think. Overall, do we think the method is effective or ineffective, and why? Based on everything we've discussed so far about the questionnaire method, we should come to the summary, to the conclusion that our method is effective. That's because we've probably got two areas that we can talk about where the method is effective. That was that it was able to generate data we could analyse that then allowed us to disprove our hypothesis. We can also say it was practical, easy to follow, repeatable. So it was a good method in that regard. The only drawback was that our sample size was small, and our sample approach could have done some tweaking. But overall, there's more positives than there are negatives. So I think overall we can say that. Try to put that into one sentence. It might be a long sentence, but one sentence, and squeeze it in the bottom. The final thing I would say is do not be constricted by the number of lines that are available for this question. There are, at first glance, about 12 or 13 lines. It's not enough. AQA should provide more, in my opinion. You need to continue writing right down that page, especially if you've got bigger handwriting. Okay? Good luck. Have a go at rewriting that question. Hopefully this was useful.